mercy, and peace be unto you, from God our Father, and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. God's word for our consideration this morning. God's word to nourish us. God's word to strengthen us. God's word to be with us as we live our lives as His children here in the world is from the gospel lesson, from the gospel according to St. Luke. And by custom, parents were to bring their children to the temple to be blessed, consecrated to the Lord, the firstborn, male. And so they brought Jesus to the temple. And Simeon was told he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And then after he holds Jesus, he says, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all people a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel." So far, God's word for our consideration this morning. I want you to reflect. I want you to reflect upon Christmas. Oh, we know what Christmas is. We know how to find the babe. The babe is in the manger in Bethlehem. Whether it be a crude feeding trough that Jesus was in, or maybe even Jesus was laying on Mary's lap. We know where to find Jesus. We know where Jesus is and what Jesus does. But what happens after the celebration of Christmas? What happens when night becomes day? When the shepherds go back to the flocks that they were feeding and tending? What happens when all the animals are taken out of the cave and Mary and Joseph and the babe Jesus leave that damp, dark cave? What happens after that? Many people speculate what happens after that. Even us. Even us who have prepared for many kinds of different events. Weddings, anniversaries, all those kinds of celebrations. A few years ago, we had Karen's mom's 90th birthday at our cabin. The time before that was taken up by planning, sending invites to our family, saying this is what we were going to do and where our cabin is and what we are going to do that day. That it was mom's day, grandma's day. We did all the preparation. We did all of that. And then we cooked the food. We had people eat the food. And then, after the event was over, we still had some things to do that day. But people started leaving. And we got really exhausted because now the event was over. What about Christmas? We planned for Christmas, haven't you? You've baked cookies. You've had meals. And then it's time to relax. Think about that Christmas. We're living in a world that really doesn't care about Christmas. It cares about happy holidays. It cares about the luxury car in the driveway. The commercial that I'm always stuck with is this young boy on Christmas morning gets out of his bed and stomps on the floor and races down the stairs and looks out in the driveway because he expects there's going to be a luxury vehicle. And the commercial takes us each step of the way till he's man, and he's a father. And he comes downstairs not expecting anything, and he looks out the window and he kind of bends, he sees this luxury car. That's what our world thinks about when it thinks about Christmas. Or the diamond to give to the wife or the girlfriend. This is what Christmas means. But what does it mean to us? And especially after we've taken the tree down, after we put away the decorations, after we've worn all those Christmas clothes, what does Christmas hold for us? For us who are Christian, for us who are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, Christmas means that Jesus was born as a babe in Bethlehem. Jesus is the Savior who has come to save us from our sins. Even that word doesn't have any meaning to people nowadays. Even sin doesn't mean anything. Oh, geez, there's sins of envy and greed and pride and jealousy. We've all committed them. And Jesus has come to take away those sins. That's what Christmas means. There would be no Easter if there was no Christmas. Think about that. God so loved the world. He so loved each and every one of you that he has given his son into death for your sins. So that you would know that you are a child of God, precious in his sight, and that you are assured of heaven. That you are assured that your sins are washed away. As far as the east is from the west, so far God has removed our sins from us. And Jeremiah said, I will remember your sins no more. So we are that child of God who is redeeming. We're also that child of God that's lifted up and consecrated to the Lord and given strength to witness, to be about the work of the Lord. You know, I asked people, various people, they know Gary Tease. He is the director, along with Reverend Brett Smith, of Mission Central in Mapleton. He goes out and he talks to people. He brings people the joy and the message of Jesus. He talks about the darkness in the world. He shares about that darkness. But he does it by the power and strength of the Lord. When Philippians it says, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. That's our strength. That's where we're at. And after we've heard the Christmas message, we're like the shepherds. We leave and we are empowered to tell others about Jesus. After we put away all that stuff, we're still Christians. We're still redeemed in the blood of Jesus Christ. And we're given that power and strength to tell others about Jesus. 2 years ago, I was asked to go on a mission trip. A mission trip to Guatemala. There were four pastors and four lay people. And it was going with an organization called CALMS, Central America Lutherans for Mission. And they went, they're a group that take people down to Guatemala and Panama, Central America, and show them what mission ministry is all about, and associating with another congregation, or a congregation with a group of people. It's amazing how people who even speak a different language know about Jesus. Know about Jesus as Lord and Savior. And it's amazing how people work with that. Even not even knowing what kind of language they're talking. But they know Jesus. One of the little areas that we went to, there was a church. And as the bus drove up, there was a small bus. As we drove up, we could hear singing and playing music. And we get off the bus and it's just reverberating all around us. It's just this little church. And they had many people in that church. And they wanted to hear the message from us as well. They were sharing that message in a different language. And yet, we still share Jesus. This is what it's all about in our world. Because we're living in a world that is vastly leaving the Lord Jesus Christ behind. And we need to be in that mission, mindedness. As Simeon took the baby Jesus and consecrated him as Jesus Christ and said, now may your servant go in peace. Now we're saying the same thing, but we're the Lord's arm. We're the Lord's voice. We're the Lord's mission in this world. So as you think about Christmas, and after all the decorations are put away, because soon the decorations are going to be gone from up here as well,
we're still the same. Then we're more empowered because we've heard the message. We beheld the babe. And the babe reaches out of that cradle and he touches us, and he touches us with his life. To know that through his death, we have eternal life and forgiveness of sins. In Christ's name, amen.